This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. Mr. Modi further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for 5 more years of the double engine NDA government. In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on the recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officers Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. The reshuffle spans the entire state from north to south Bengal, affecting districts such as Cooch Behar, Alipurduar, Malda, Murshidabad, North and South 24 Parganas, Howrah, Hooghly and East and West Midnapore. Within the Kolkata police jurisdiction, several officers in charge have been replaced. The Election Commission has issued a clear directive that no laxity will be tolerated in the conduct of free and fair elections. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support the consumers. Export duty has also been imposed on aviation turbine fuel to ensure domestic availability. The ministry said domestic LPG supply remains normal with over 55 lakh cylinders delivered daily. It said commercial LPG supply has reached about 70% of pre-crisis levels. Government has issued a gazette notification allowing the distribution of superior kerosene oil under the public distribution system to 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas allowed designated fuel stations in kerosene-free states and union territories to store and distribute superior kerosene oil for household use. The move is aimed at supporting cooking and lighting needs in areas that has phased out kerosene under normal conditions. Iran's parliamentary speaker has accused the United States of secretly planning a ground invasion despite appearing to pursue diplomatic efforts to end the Middle East conflict. Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf said that Iranian forces are ready to respond if U.S. troops enter the country, warning that they would be set on fire and pledging retaliation against regional partners. The chief of U.S. Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, met with Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir and senior Israeli military officials in Israel to discuss the ongoing conflict with Iran and efforts to curb Tehran's weapons production. The Lok Sabha will today take up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 for further discussion. The bill aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. It seeks to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. The House is also scheduled to raise a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in the second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted a massive total of 220 for 4 with the help of Captain Ajinkya Rahane's 67 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.